This is the Southern Farm Network. I'm Mike Davis, and I am talking with South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, last week we talked about your trip to Spain. You also took another trip from there. You went to Israel, and it was... You sort of wrapped a lot into that visit to the Holy Land. Tell us, first of all, the business side. You actually took care of some business while you were there. What did that look like?
Well, we have a prospect for South Carolina, an Israeli-based company, to come here. And what they want to do, and they made an announcement pre-COVID, and then naturally COVID impacts everything, mm-hmm. this prospect included. But they want to grow saltwater fish in enclosed farming environment. Okay. They will take fresh water and actually make it salty to the right, I'll call it mixture, to simulate ocean water. And then the neat thing about this technology, it is totally confined. I've heard of others doing it, and I learned of some others in Barcelona doing similarly, but they actually take ocean water, bring it through their system for the fish, and then discharge it back. So you're controlling the fish, but you're not controlling the water that they're living in, growing in. So this company called Pure Blue Fish is taking this recirculating agriculture system to the uh-huh. next level, and doing it totally confined. And I got a tour of their facility there near the coast of Israel, just north of Tel Aviv. What they want to do is come to the United States and do this same farm, let's call it, mm-hmm. on a much larger scale, beginning in South Carolina, and then if all goes well, expanding around the country, but with the notion of making South Carolina their U.S. headquarters. So they are a fascinating group of individuals who worked on this technology for many years at the Hebrew University there in Jerusalem.
Okay.
And now they're commercializing it, and South Carolina would be the first place in the United States, and they're hoping their first fish that they're planning to grow is the yellowfin tuna, which is so popular for sushi and things like that.
Right.
So that's the market they're going after. And South Carolina is so ideally located to have so many potential consumers within a 5 or 6 hour drive. And that's what they want to do is just to have that fresh delivery. So it's a fascinating concept. And again, just real excited about what it could mean for South Carolina.
Indeed, having that foothold in Orangeburg and then branching out across the U.S. from there, things go well. That does sound exciting. Now, that was not your only purpose in going to Israel. Of course, you've been to Israel before, but tell us about some of the other things that you saw and did while you were there.
Well, after I met with the Pure Blue Fish leadership group, I punched the clock. I was off the clock for the state, and then I met some friends from South Carolina, and we hiked across the Galilee region of Israel, tracing what we think is the path that Christ would have walked from his hometown of Nazareth over to the Sea of Galilee, where he began his ministry. So,
wow.
A little over 40 miles over a couple of 3 days with six of us. And we lived to tell about it, climbing mountains and climbing down and going through valleys and eventually getting over to the Sea of Galilee. And it was a fascinating experience and to be in that part of the world and just, think about the things that went on there 2,000 years ago.
I know one of my colleagues here at the radio station has made a similar journey, and he couldn't stop talking about it when he came back. It was just a life-changing experience for him, and I know that it certainly had an impact for you each time, and I'm looking forward to making that trip myself with my wife at some point in the not-too-distant future. So just absolutely fascinating to follow in Christ's footsteps, both literally and figuratively, when you're making that kind of a trip. And I know it was certainly fascinating for you this time as it was the first time.
And it was, but then to put on top of that the history of the creation of that country. You know, mm-hmm. they just celebrated a few weeks ago their 75th anniversary of being created by the UN in 1948, I think.
Right, yeah.
Just surrounded by people that would rather they not be there. Mm-hmm. And even while we were there, there was a few exchange of rockets and attacks and whatnot. So it was good to go, but it was really good to get home. So, you know, always interesting to follow developments in that part of the world.
It really is. Well, we're glad you're home safe and sound, and thank you for the update on both Israel and Spain, and hope for you and for South Carolina that lots of good things can come to fruition from this journey.
Let's hope so.
With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.